Blog Talk Radio.
I will love.
Only my weakness. Hello, everybody. Welcome to Prolific Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join me on tonight. I pray that the word of the Lord will be a blessing to you tonight. Father God, I thank you for everybody that's gathered here on tonight. I pray, Lord God, that they will get something that they need from this word. God, I trust you that everybody that's gathered here tonight, Lord God, everybody that will be listening to the replay, Lord God, everybody that will be listening to the podcast or listening on iTunes, Lord God, I pray, Lord God, that these are the people, Lord God. I trust you for these are the people that you want to hear this message, God. And I thank you for gathering them, God. Bless them especially on tonight. In the name of Jesus, amen. The first song that I played was Near to Me by I Am They. I Am They is a Christian band. That's the name of the band, I Am They. The name of the song is Near to Me. The second song was Oxygen by Stephanie Gretzinger. Tonight we're going to use as a foundational text Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 8 from the New King James. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your path. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be help to your flesh and script to your bones. Verses 5 and 6 from the Contemporary English Version says, with all your heart, you must trust the Lord and not your own judgment. Always let him lead you, and he will clear the road for you to follow. Verse 6 from the Amplified says, in all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize him, and he will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. Now, in the first book of the Bible, we find a man and a woman who did the opposite of what tonight's foundational text is talking about. They did not trust in the Lord with all their heart. They did not trust in the Lord with all their heart. Instead, they leaned on their own understanding. They relied on their own judgment, and it led them down multiple paths of dysfunction. In the first book of the Bible, we find Abram and Sarai, a husband and wife, who trusted each other, who obeyed each other, who would rather die for each other, so much so that they felt they were running out of time, so much so that they felt they could no longer wait on God. Truth be told, they felt like they could trust God with a lot of things, but not with this. Like some of you, they felt like they could trust the Lord with a lot of things, but not with this. And so they took matters into their own hands. When you don't trust the Lord with all your heart, then that's what you do. You end up taking matters into your own hands, creating a big mess, a big old mess. So she, Sarai, said to Abram, the Lord has kept me from having children. Go sleep with my slave. Perhaps I can build a family through her. Abram agreed to what Sarai said. So after Abram had been living in Canaan for 10 years, Sarai, his wife, took her Egyptian slave, Hagar, and gave her to her husband to be his wife. He slept with Hagar and she conceived. When she knew she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. Then Sarai said to Abram, you are responsible for the wrong I'm suffering. I put my slave in your arms, and now that she knows she's pregnant, she despises me. May the Lord judge between you and me. Your slave is in your hands, Abram said. Do with her whatever you think best. Then Sarai mistreated Hagar, so she fled from her. Genesis 16:2-6 from the NIV. And so you see the big old mess that they created. You have one woman hating on another woman and one man in the middle of it all, more commonly known as baby mama drama these days. Abram had some baby mama drama going on. In the text, notice also Now Sarai makes mention of the Lord's name. Now she want to mention the Lord's name, saying to Abram, may the Lord judge between you and me. Hello? He's the same Lord. He's the same God you couldn't trust, remember? You couldn't trust him with all your heart, not with that part of your heart, not with that part that wanted to be a mother and Abram a father. Last but not least, there's Abram giving Sarai the okay to do whatever she wanted to Hagar. Because at the end of the day, Abram was ride or die for Sarah, and she for him, meaning they would do just about anything for each other. It had nothing to do with Hagar and her feelings, or even the Lord and his feelings. It was about them, what they wanted, how they wanted, when they wanted. Now tonight. I don't know if you're the man. I don't know if you're Abram. Trusting yourself and others way too much and making a big old mess. Or if you're the woman, Sarai, boldly trusting yourself way too much and making a big old mess of things. Either way, God says, what's it going to take? What's it going to take? How big a mess does your life have to be in? How big a mess does your life have to be in before you stop trusting yourself to do it? Before you stop trusting others to do it? God says, what is it going to take? How much more do you have to suffer before you break that I can do it myself spirit? Before you finally break the trust you have in yourself and trust me. God says, open your heart to me. Trust me with all of your heart, not just 70%. Trust me with all of your heart, not just 70%, while you keep 30% for yourself. God says, my heart shouldn't have to bleed watching you bleed, cry, agonize over wrong decisions you made. But if that's what it takes for you to break trust in yourself and see me as a filter that you can take everything through, to make sure it's good. Every decision, every opportunity, every relationship, every friendship, every job, career, business deal, every test, every solution that looks like a solution, God says, bring it to me. Go through me first. God says, before you post the news on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, before you tell your family, before you tell yourself, and get yourself to believing in something. Bring it to me. Use me as a filter. I can make it good if you go through me first. Again, God says, what is it going to take for you to break trust in yourself? What is it going to take for you to break the trust you have in yourself? And trust me. Trust me with all of your heart. Breaking trust in yourself, tonight's message. Beloved, in order to gain access to all God has for you, you must trust him with all of your heart, which means breaking trust in yourself. You can't trust yourself and God, too. Listen to the revelation that God gave me. This hit me hard. He said, God says, you can't trust him and yourself, too. You can't trust yourself and God, too. That would be like trying to serve two masters. In Matthew 6:24 from the NIV, it says you cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve both God and money. Money represents you because you are the one that works for money. You pay your bills with money. You are the one that has money. So money represents you. Therefore, you cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve two masters. You can't trust God and yourself too. You cannot trust God and yourself too. It goes on to say, either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to one and despise the other. Especially, I might add, especially if the other is God and he's trying to lead you in a direction your flesh doesn't want to go. Think about it. A rebellious spirit is simply a prideful spirit that hates God. Therefore, for that very reason, both you and God can't rule over the same body. For that very reason, both you and God cannot rule over the same body. Somebody must be willing to relinquish their rights. Somebody must be willing to relinquish their rights. And if you know like I know tonight, you will be much happier in the long run if you would just submit, if you would just surrender, if you would just present your body to the Lord. In other words, relinquish your rights, Romans 12:1. Relinquish means to give up something, something such as power, control, or possession to another person or group. Aren't you tired of feeling denied? Aren't you tired of feeling like access has been denied you? Let me help you. I came here tonight on Politify to help you. Let me help you. You're going to feel that way. You are going to feel that way as long as part of your heart is over here and another part of your heart is over there, not to mention the issues of your heart that's tucked away inside you, the issues nobody sees, the issues that nobody sees until you get mad. The issues nobody see until you get backed into a corner, because those are the issues. That's a part of your heart you only trust you to handle. And you're making a big old mess of it, I might add, because you're trusting yourself to handle it. So you're going down this path called life, unsupervised in so many areas, undisciplined in some areas, and you still expect God to direct your path. And you still expect God to direct your path. Never mind that tonight's foundational text says, trust in the Lord with all. Somebody say it with me, with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. All means all. You can't keep trusting him with this part and that part of your heart and think that's enough to get by. It must be, it has to be, all of your heart. Hear me tonight. It has to be all of your heart. The good, the bad, the ugly, the broken parts of your heart. All. All means all. God wants, he deserves to have that part of your heart, the part you're holding back for fear of getting hurt again. And lean not on your own understanding. And lean not on your own understanding. You will never understand. You will never understand enough about this life to be able to lean on yourself. You will never understand enough about this life to be able to lean on yourself, to rely on yourself and what you know. Let me help you. Knowledge is not power if the Holy Ghost is not attached to it. Knowledge is not power if the Holy Ghost is not attached to it. Jesus said, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit comes upon you. You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Samaria and to the ends of the earth." Acts 1:8 NIV. I'm a living witness. When the Holy Ghost, when the Holy Spirit comes on you, you can be a witness to some things. You will witness some things and be able to set some things straight, etc. The Bible asks a question, and I love this scripture. The Bible asks a question. Who is his coming up from the wilderness, leaning on her beloved? Song of Solomon 8:5 NIV. Some Bible says Song of Songs, same thing. Somebody hear me. You cannot get out of the wilderness you're in leaning on your own understanding. You cannot get out of the wilderness you're in leaning on your own understanding. That's why it took the Israelites 40 years to make an 11-day trip. That's why it took the Israelites 40 years to make an 11-day trip. They started leaning on their own understanding. And to their understanding, in their own eyes, they look like grasshoppers. In their own eyes, to their own understanding, they look like grasshoppers. And fear set in. Number 13. If you want to get out of that wilderness you're in, you can't allow fear to set in. You must train your soul. What's your soul? Your soul is your mind, your will, your intellect, and emotions. You must train your soul to lean inwardly on the Lord. Remember, Jesus lives in you, not outside of you. Jesus lives in you, not outside of you. You bring him outside when you go outside, but he lives inside you, and his power in you is greater than what's in the world. 1 John 4:4. So train your soul to lean inward and not outward on this person and that person, and certainly not on yourself. Break that spirit of trust in yourself. Break that spirit of trust in yourself and lean on the Lord until he becomes your beloved, your way out. Stop behaving like Abram and Sarai. Stop trying to find your own way, your own solution. Stop behaving like Abram and Sarai. Stop trying to find your own way, your own solution. The Message Bible says, don't try to figure out everything on your own, Proverbs 3:5. But you must trust the Lord with all your heart and not your own judgment. But you must trust the Lord with all. That's the key word tonight. Seems like I keep coming up against that same word in just about every scripture. That's definitely the key word for tonight. You must trust the Lord with all of your heart and not your own judgment. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct your paths. Notice the word paths is plural, meaning there is more than one direction you could take. But if you will acknowledge him for being the God that he is in all your ways, if you will acknowledge, admit your need for him, he will direct you in all of it. Somebody, if you would just acknowledge him, acknowledge that he is God and that you need him, he will direct you in all of it. That's for those of you that say you're seeking the Lord for direction. You just need direction. Pray properly, says, I just need direction. I can't tell you how many times I've heard that. No, you don't need direction. What you need to do is trust in the Lord with all your heart. No, what you need is to trust in the Lord with all your heart. Because if you're really at a loss for direction, it means that there's still some areas in you, some areas in your life where you do not trust the Lord. It means in some areas you are still leaning on your own understanding. You are still trusting yourself, trusting your own judgment or the judgment of people. It means that you are not acknowledging God in all your ways. To be honest, sometimes you can be so stubborn, it's hard for you to acknowledge anybody else's existence but yours. Sometimes you have trouble admitting you need anybody, least of all God. Sometimes you have trouble admitting you need anybody, least of all God. Beloved, your answer is right there in tonight's foundational text. If you're not being directed or you feel lost and you need direction, examine your heart. Examine your heart because the problem is in you and not God. Examine your heart because the problem is in you, not God. Because he said, if you would trust in him with all your heart, or simply put, if you would trust him with all your heart, if you would lean on him and not your own understanding, lean not on your own judgment, if you would acknowledge him in all your ways, admit his existence and your need for him. The New Century Version says, if you will remember the Lord in all you do, he will give you success. He shall direct your path. He shall direct your path. That's what he said. And he does not lie. He's not capable of lying. The Amplifier says, in all your ways, know and acknowledge and recognize him, and he will make your path straight and smooth, removing obstacles that block your way. So if you're feeling the obstacles, if you feel somehow you're blocked, and you know no measure of success, but things are always bumpy with you, never smooth, if you feel you have to always straighten some things out, first of all, break that trust you have in yourself. Work on breaking that I can do it myself spirit. As I said earlier, examine your heart because the problem is in you and not God. Next week, we're going to be talking about listening to the voice of God in a message entitled, Let God Speak to You, as I feel God is marrying these two messages together. Because I really strongly feel that in order to trust in the Lord, in order to give him your whole heart, you also need to know how to hear from him. You need to know how to receive his voice. So that's next week. Father God, help everyone under the sound of my voice that really struggles with opening up, struggles with letting their guard down, all who really struggle with trusting someone other than themselves. Help them to let go of their superficial trust that they have in themselves and trust you. Help them to break trust in themselves and really make room for you. Help them to not see you as the same, see you the same as they would a man or woman who has broken their heart. Help them to see you are different. You're a good, good Father, and they can trust you. Trust you. They can trust in you with all their heart and not hold back. Help them realize that you desire to lead them. You desire to direct their path. But first, they must trust, lean, acknowledge you and their need for you. No half-stepping. But they must come all in with you. That's the only way to receive all. We must give all. That's the only way to receive all. We must give all. God wants it all. If you want him to direct your path, you need to examine yourself. You need to examine yourself and make sure that you are trusting him with all of your heart and that you're leaning not on your own understanding, not to your own judgment, and that you're acknowledging him in all of your ways. You're acknowledging his existence and your need for him. You got to make sure that you're not half-stepping, but you're coming all in with the Lord. You're giving him your all. That's the only way to receive all. We must give all. In the name of Jesus, we hear you tonight, Father. Amen. Father God, touch that one that is unsaved, but deep down they're interested in you. Help them to hear you knocking at the door of their heart and to open up and receive Jesus as their Lord and Savior. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come to him and dine with him and he with me. Revelation 3:20, New King James. If you need to know more about salvation on tonight, if you're listening or listening later or listening live right now, and you need to know more about salvation, be sure to go to the ministry's website, prolificfireministry.com. If you desire to know more about salvation, click on the salvation tab there. Also, you can leave a prayer request. That way it will come straight to me and I will answer as soon as possible. At this time, that's the end of the message. The phone line is open at this time. If you desire prayer, just press 1 on your phone and I will be glad. I will be honored to pray with you on tonight. Once again, thank you everybody for taking the time to be a part of service on tonight. I pray that you receive something that you needed. Hope this message opened your eyes and helped you to examine yourself so that you can get better. Because we must receive from God. We have to. If you need direction, you should be able to receive direction. If there's anybody listening and you want a copy of tonight's notes, you can also contact me for that. You can hit me up on social media. I will tell you all my social media contact in just a minute. Or you can call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Text me in your email address and I will mail you the notes. Or you can email me at prolificfire@gmail.com. prolificfire@gmail.com and I will email you back. If you ask for the notes also, you can call or text that same number, that email address, if you desire prayer or Bible-based consultation. I am here for you. My social media information is on Twitter, @ProphetessStacy, on Instagram. No, that's wrong. On Twitter, @ProlificFire. On Instagram, @ProphetessStacy. And like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Everybody, be sure to join my sister, Prophetess Pate, for Faith on the Line with Prophetess Pate. It's a time of prayer and encouragement. Last Friday, the prayer really, truly blessed me. It blessed me. I felt that. So you're missing out if you're not a part of it. So be sure to join Prophetess Pay this coming up Friday. It's every Friday. So join her this Friday, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. Again, it's 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. By calling the number that many of you called tonight, it's 347-426-3782. Again, it's 347-426-3782. The phone lines will be open to take your prayer requests on that night as well. So be sure to join in and be sure to join me next Monday right here on Prolific Fire, same time, same place. God bless each of you until next Monday. Hopefully on next Friday, hopefully starting with Friday, then going into Monday. Have a blessed night, you all. See you then.